Welcome to
In It Together.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Courtney. And this is our podcast where we discuss mental health and self-improvement from a couple's perspective.
Wow, it's been a long time since we've done this.
Oh, yes, it has. But it's good to be back.
I guess it is, yeah. I think there's a lot of kinks that we're going to need to work out, but I think we're here and we're trying to get back into the swing of things.
I mean, showing up is, I wouldn't say it's half the battle, but we've started the battle, and that's important.
Right? No, I think that's a good portion of it, right? You gotta get to the place before you can get anything done, right? It's like you can't work out unless you get to the gym first.
And the other thing is some of us are perfectionists, right? So we feel like we have to have all the things and everything lined up before we start. But the reality is that we just have to start, and then we can refine as we go. So it's just nice to be here and starting this process up
Way again. To call me out right at the beginning of the show. We haven't even started. You're already calling me out.
I mean, I got to look for every opportunity because I know you're going to call me out, and I'm going to be on that hot seat more than I actually want to. Because in the last 2 years, I am not the same person, and it has not come easily. So I just needed to get mine in right at get. Needed to establish my dominance here.
No, I can attest to that. You're completely different people. We're both different people, I think, from 2 years ago. And I know I've heard of a lot of people still listen to a podcast.
They still do.
That's, you know, it's crazy to me that we haven't come up with any new episodes for almost 2 years now. And I still hear people that, you know, listen to us and have found you through our podcast.
Yeah. And they go back. They have their favorites, right? The People Are People one, the codependency one. They love those ones. And so I think we just needed some time to do the growing, figure ourselves out, and come back with what we've learned over the last 2 years and share that with everybody. Because I think that's the hardest part about healing is, what do I do? What is it going to look like? Am I the only one doing this? And then someone comes and tells you a story and you're like, wow, I can relate with that.
In a weird way, it's going to be very interesting to hear us now after, you know, this 2 year hiatus. I think it's going to be interesting for people, for our listeners to compare the two versions of us, I guess.
Yeah.
And really see how much we have grown and how our, you know, we formulate ideas is changed.
Yeah, I mean, even as a couple, how you and I address issues is completely different than how we would address the same issue 2 years ago. Right? We've learned different ways of communication. We've spent time. I know me especially has spent most of my time trying to truly understand you. And how I can reach you and how I can be better to communicate things versus me trying to be understood. I still have issues with that from time to time. Let me be, you know, honest here. And I'm still not that same person. And I think oftentimes what happens is we don't stop. We have no moments of pause to be like, man, look at how far I've come. Look what I've worked on. It's just, what's the next thing? And that's fine. We always need to be moving forward, but integrate what you are learning. Take that time. You're going to look back and say, I really have made some changes, because that's what life is.
Yeah. If we're not growing, we're dying, right? So it's important to be able to have that comparison and be able to say, hey, look at where I've been. So you're spot on with that. And I think you're right. Your arc of growth is astronomical. I think you're a completely different person, or our interactions and how we deal with each other has completely changed. And that is an testament to you and all the work you've done.
Well, I mean, I can't take all the credit. I've done the work, yes. And you've been consistent in pushing me to be like, I know you can be better than that. I know you can do more than that. And I'm going to be honest, I have not liked you during those moments, but I love you for those moments. And I think we've both got to this point where we realize that what got us to here is not going to carry us the rest of the way. So our coping skills, our communication skills, all those amazing things. Yeah, it was great. Got us here. But now we've needed to learn more, add more stuff to our toolbox. So we're not just relying on the same things. And I think that's hard for people, is leaving behind what you feel comfortable and safe with and now having to find something new to take that forward. And I feel like that's where we've been.
Yeah, definitely 100% support that. And let's just talk about like what you've learned in these last 2 years and where we are as a couple, as individuals. I'm sure everyone is interested and is excited to hear us come back on and just find out what's been going on.
Well, one of the things that I have seen in myself, the biggest growth was, is, you know, having to leave behind excuses, having to leave behind justifications. And don't get me wrong, they still pop up from time to time. But It's the moment that I said, do I want to be right in this moment or do I want connection? And I used to look at it from, do I want to be right or do I want to grow and learn? Well, the reality is I do want to grow and learn. And being wrong was really tough for me. So reframing it to, I just want connection. And if I want connection with you, let's say, or with anybody, I can't always be the one that's right, right? I have to take a step back and see your perspective because connection and learning needs to be more important to me than just being right. Because I can't grow from that place. And I think that that has been a really tough breakdown for me to kind of work through. But I'm really happy that I've been able to do that. And again, we're still refining it. You can attest to that. There's moments where you're like, do you want to be right or do you want connection right now? And I'm like, damn it, connection.
Yeah, that is true. It's funny you say that. I know I was chastised and crucified on some of the podcasts because of that, because of a lot of my harshness, I guess, when I said that everything is a choice. Mm-hmm. But as you can see, it's a choice to change. And you made those, sometimes you need to be confronted with the hard truths. And when you embrace those truths and make those decisions to make those changes, great things happen. And you've seen.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I want to say. Your delivery sometimes is real, like, brash. It's tough.
That hasn't really changed all that much, though. I'll be honest with that.
Hold on. I'm going to challenge you on this, right? It has changed in that the stronger that I present, the more accountability that I take from myself. No justifications, none of this, none of that. When I come to you from a strong place of, I messed up, this is what I'm dealing with, what have you, you're usually so much more softer. So I think you're stepping into your soft era. Because I'm stepping into my strong era, right? We're kind of, you know, you've always been this very strong presence in this family, and you always will be. But I've been able to see a softer side of you because, you know, hey, you're not going to say anything to someone when they already know what they're doing. You only point out when someone's denying what they're doing and you're trying to help them. That's what you're really good at. So, yeah, it hasn't changed, but I think you've refined it. Can we just, you know, can we agree there?
I guess we can agree on that point. I think you've seen more of, or you've understood me a lot more. And I guess that's been the big change.
Yeah, I went from not liking you to understanding you and appreciating that.
And that's
can
a
we
huge
just be
that's,
straight up.
No, absolutely. And that's been a huge difference. And it's been a huge difference in our relationship because, again, you know, there's been a lot less arguing and a lot less butting heads because of that, you know, because you understand that I'm not coming from a place of, and I've been accused of this in from our podcast as well, of being controlling. And that's never been my intent. It's never been my intent to control. It's not something that I look forward to doing. I like things being in control. That doesn't necessarily mean that I need to be the one in control. I actually prefer that you be the one in control. Right. But when I see something out of control, then I step into that role of having to try to control the situation so the outcome is better. And I have learned to mm-hmm. step away from that as well and allow things to flow a little better
so
and people to find their own way and find their own voice. And yeah, you know, it's hard for me because a lot of the times I'm the loudest in the room or not even the loudest. I try not to be the loudest in the room. I'm just, you know,
Your presence is very bold.
That's what I've been told. So I have the tendency to kind of take control, even though that is never my first intent. It's never.
Well, you're a leader by nature, right? So you're going to see a whole bunch of people kind of running around like a chicken with their head cut off. You're like, all right, guys, let's go. But you're totally fine with taking a step back. And
I love that. Honestly, I love being, you know, I like taking a step back and allowing someone else to take, you know, reins and control. It's when I feel, again, things are falling to the wayside and not getting done that then I feel like I have to step in and be that. But, you know, my first instinct is to just kind of sit back and allow others.
You know, it's funny when you say allow others. I'm going to jump in here because I know someone's going to be like, he allows? Like, okay, let's kind of clarify that because you can come off, like people have come off saying, oh, he's controlling and he's this and he's that. The reality is that you're a leader by nature. You see things a certain way. You point those things out. And when we live in a family system and a couple of the people in that system aren't taking care of themselves, and then it's affecting how they're interacting with other people, that's when you step in like, hey, guys, we need to get back on our routines, doing the things that we need to do. You're just taking a whole bunch of sheep that are running around in the fields and be like, hey, guys, let's come right back here. We all have our strengths in our relationship. And I think sometimes families forget that. There's a leader in the family. There's a nurturer in the family. Maybe there's two leaders and they nurture together. Whatever it is, everybody has a particular role that they have to play and that they choose to play and that sometimes they need to refine. And I don't want that to come off and sound like, oh, she's talking about traditional relationships and things like this. But we all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. We all have our own paths that we're on. And those things need to be taken into consideration and integrated into the family unit, because otherwise you're going to have, you know, several people just doing whatever it is they think they want to do without taking into consideration that we're moving forward as a familial unit.
Yeah. And, you know, just hearing you talk, I know we're going to get lambasted for half of the stuff that's coming out of our mouth right now, because, you know, everyone has an opinion and everyone has a point of view. And again, we respect everyone's, respect ours. That's how we approach things. That's how I approach things. Mm-hmm. And I've said this to you before. My intent is never to be right. Like, I love being called being wrong.
I find that so weird.
I love being wrong, because every time I'm wrong, it's an opportunity for me to learn and grow. And I'm always looking for that opportunity. That's what I kind of enjoy. I want to find where I'm wrong. So, you know, by all means, if you think it's something that we said is wrong, exactly. We're humans. We have flaws. We have short sides. So, you know, sometimes someone needs to point out our blind side.
And we're okay with that. And I think something
that's completely okay with that
is that as we're coming back and we're talking, we're going to have more opinions on things. We're going to talk about things. And yes, we are all accepting, all inclusive. And sometimes some of the things we talk about may upset people. Let me give you an example. You know, today someone left me a message on a video that said, you talk to all of us like we can all heal. Not everybody has luxury and space and time to fall apart. And I thought about that and I said, is that the perception that I'm giving everybody, that this is so easy to do? I'm not. But what I'm not going to stand for now, and which I'm okay actually being vocal with, is saying, no, you're wrong. That is a fallacy. That is your brain trying to convince you that you need to stay here because this is what feels comfortable, not what's safe. Safe is on the other side. We all have that capacity to grow and to learn and to know those things. And that's what we've been going through. Letting go of the old, bringing in the new, having new ways to think. And that means it's going to require some refinement. And so being open to that and having people reach out, I think that that's going to be great for everybody, because we can all learn from these conversations that we're having.
Absolutely. And you made a great point. Just because you bring us what you feel is your opinion on something or how we should be communicating or saying a certain thing doesn't mean that we're going to take that and say, oh, then you're right. And that's not always going to be the case. Like, we can adapt, but the foundation of what we're saying, I think is, you know, rings true. You know, that there is
solid.
Exactly. There is needs to be a leader in the room. If there is no leader in the room, then that's a problem. That doesn't mean the man has to be the leader or the woman has, you know, sometimes it's a mixture of things. And like we said, there's never 100% blame in any situation, just like there's always never 100%, you know, in order for a familial unit to work together, there has to be that cooperation. And just like anything else, even in your job as a coach, you need the buy-in of your client. Just as hard as you're working to get them the tools, they need to be working just as hard for them to see the progress.
Exactly. And here's the other thing. Just because someone might be a better leader does not mean that input isn't taken from someone that may not have the best leadership skills, right? So I wanted to clarify that, because I could just see people like steaming on the other side, like, how dare Courtney say that? What is wrong with her? And why is he talking like that? And I just want to clarify that he, Dre, has really good, like, he can see ahead. He can see every angle, every obstacle. Me, no, I'm short-sighted. I just go. I'm all fire. Let me just go there. We could not be both. Right? We couldn't all be me, just like, okay, you know, let's just go and do this and see what happens. That would be problematic. But we couldn't all be like you either, because we might not get to a certain spot. So I need your direction and you need my movement, and we work well with one another. But we're always sitting down with one another and giving feedback on whomever is doing what. Like, okay, if you're leading, here's where I think we should go. What's your thought process on that? So I just wanted to clarify that because I could just feel it.
And that's a trait of a good leader, right? A good leader isn't always my way or the highway. A good leader is going to say, okay, this is the most efficient way to do things, but I'm more than willing to hear what other input is around me and take that into consideration. We might ultimately end up still doing the thing that I came up with. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you bring something to me, it's my job not to just shut it down, but just listen and say, oh, maybe that is a better way. Maybe we need to go that way. And that's just, I think, a trait of a good leader, not someone just barking out orders, but actually listening to what's going on and formulating a plan based on what's good for everyone, not just for that one person.
And I do want to add to this whole thing, since we're talking about how we got to where we are, the growth that we've gone through and we've pushed ourselves through. There's this component when you're healing, you need to also lead your healing, right? So when you're talking about being a good leader, you need to be a leader of yourself, a leader of your healing, where you're going, what you're doing. Because oftentimes, so many people are so used to everybody just telling them what to do and how to do it, that when their healing is their responsibility and there's things they need to do for themselves, they don't know what to do. So they just wait around for someone to tell them what to do. So leadership is important. Learning how to just look at what's in front of you and say, like, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, this is the decision I'm going to make. And I'm going to see what happens from it. But for me, that used to be very difficult because I didn't want to be wrong. I didn't want to be seen as incompetent. You know what I mean? So it was hard for me to be okay with that, be okay with making mistakes and doing those things. But leaders make mistakes all the time. And I think that that's the misperception that we think about is like, oh, they're just great at that. They're just natural at that. Okay. But it's a skill set. So you can learn it. There is nothing out there that we cannot learn within parameters.
No, that's a great point. And I don't know how we got here to this whole leadership thing, but that is a great point that I think we need to hammer down that, you know, yeah, leadership, you have to lead yourself into healing and you can't rely on someone else to lead you there because ultimately it is your journey. It is your body. It is your mind. It is your trauma. You have to own all these things and you have to be the leader of your own journey and get yourself out. Now, obviously, you can turn to professionals. Absolutely. That have or people that have gone through the same struggles as you have and been able to navigate their way. But that's their journey and they can share their journey with you. But it's ultimately up to you and you have to be the best leader and the best follower of your journey, of your path to healing.
You know, what's funny is you just said, like, I don't know how we got from, you know, how we got here to this leadership. But that's exactly how we got here, by actually taking a lead and doing something different and listening to each other and then stepping into our strengths and not feeling subpar or less than your partner because your partner can do something quote unquote better than you. That used to be me, my internal battle of like, I had to do things as good as you or otherwise I didn't perceive myself to be as valuable. And in healing and growing, I have learned that I bring a lot to the table and, you know, that's more than enough. But that doesn't mean that I can't learn new things. And it doesn't mean that, you know, I can't take a step back and say, okay, you can lead this because you're strong. There's times when you come to me, you're like, hey, you're a better person to handle this situation right now. So you're going to do that. And I think that's how we got here. That's how we've grown over these last 2 years, was by looking at leadership from a different perspective.
Ultimately, you know, and this is just kind of funny because it's been 2 years. But yet we fall right back into our flow of these discussions. We didn't plan on having this particular discussion.
Nope.
We just kind of set out to say, let's get back into the rhythm of things. Let's try to, you know, create a new podcast. It's been a long time. We, you know, just trying to figure out how everything works back in the studio. But really, you know, this is kind of what we do. This is why I think a lot of people enjoy listening to us because we are very.
It's not scripted. We're
absolutely not scripted.
This is what we do, though. In the morning time, sometimes we're late getting to the things that we need to do because we're too passionate and we have to talk about something. And then 45 minutes go by and we're like, crap. But this is what we do every day. And our kids and join in on this too.
And honestly, I have to say, and I know you're gonna feel a certain way about this, but I have missed this interaction, even though we still do have our conversations, but just being on the mic, knowing that mm-hmm. it's going to reach someone out there is going to listen to this podcast and hopefully get something out of it, learn something, want more, be happy that we're back, be happy that we're going to be doing podcasts again. That's honestly, that fills my cup.
Yeah. And you did know I was going to feel a certain way about this. You want to know why? You want to know why he said that, guys? Because I know someone's like, oh, wait, hold on a second. He just dropped a little gem there. Yo, I'm going to pick that gem up and I'm going to make sure that they see why. It's because for a long time I kept telling him about this. I kept talking about this, how this was important. I wanted to get back to this. But he's practical, right? He's looking ahead. He's filtering through time. He's doing all the things. But I know, because I know him, I just got to get him in the studio. I just got to get him talking because he enjoys it. It's the same thing when he has to go somewhere and do something. He's like, but then he gets there and it's fine. It's just getting him here. But I'm not gonna beat you up on it.
In my defense, it's been a tough 2 years.
I do want to say though, it's on record. And now I can hear you say, I've missed this. That's all I care about, but go ahead.
No, it's been tough. We had to move the studio several times because of noise issues. Yep. And we're back home. We brought it all back. We moved. So we're in a much bigger space. So we have the space to be able to do this now in home where we were most comfortable, where we were most successful doing it. So I think, you know,
and our oldest, you know, our oldest is 29.
If you followed our podcast,
she's home now.
And
she's helping with her sibs. So dad and I are like, let's go.
Oh, no? So there's a lot more content that we're going to be able to release to you guys. And hopefully we can bring her on. And, you know, I know there's a couple of other things that we've been brainstorming, thinking. You want to do your own podcast. Just you.
Yeah, off the clock, right? I just want to kind of have those real conversations and stuff. But who knows? We were also thinking of bringing our kids, you know, like I said, our oldest, our 15-year-old, and just coming on and have family conversations and, you know, just letting you guys see our process. Because at the end of the day, all it takes is one regulated nervous system to help regulate another nervous system. And so if you hear a family acting in a certain way, talking in a certain way, and it resonates, and you take that to your family, then healing just kind of trickles from there. So
all
we
right, save
that
thought, because that will make a great podcast, regulating and learning how to regulate with other people. I think that would be a great podcast to do. So look forward to doing that.
Absolutely.
It's been great coming back. I hope to...
I'm going to be getting you here more often.
All right.
So guys, if you aren't following me already, you can find me on TikTok at ask.courtney, on Instagram at ask.courtney_, and on YouTube at ask.courtney. And if you'd like to be a guest on a future podcast, you can reach us at podcast@epiphanymedia.com.
We'd love to hear your stories, guys, so make sure to reach out. And as always, we're all in this together, so stay safe.
Remember, there's no shame in asking for help.
Till next time.